greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace through obedience to dark water, matter, dark spirit, energy. Born again of dark water, matter, dark spirit, energy, that we may be qualified and purified and purged to be the leaders in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth. That is a beautiful rendition of an Eva Cassidy song by Judy Collins, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. The study of time, the nature of time. This song talks about the birds. How do they know it's time to go? The nature of time. How is it that it is determined the coming of winter? The nature of time. How is it that we as people and men and women and boys and girls moving to and fro in and out of each other's life, how do we know that it is time to come, time to go? The nature of the universe, the nature of ourselves, the nature of the physical, visible universe, the nature of the birds, the nature of animals, the nature of insects, the nature of trees and vegetation and etc. The whole of the physical universe moving in time. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that the first law of time is motion. And there was no motion in the universe until the birthing of the sun. So watch this. So now we get back to Genesis chapter 1. And we are repeating ourselves. We're circling that plane. And circling that plane. But we are repeating ourselves so that we may be best able to share this information with each other, that we may best understand the nature of the universe. And when we understand the nature of the universe, we will better be able to understand ourself and the nature of ourself. So the study of time, the understanding of time. First law of time is the law of motion, the birth of the sun, the Big Bang, and the birth of light and sound, making the first movement in the universe. That sun disk, the atom of life, begins time because the sun begins motion. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The word God is Elohim, means gods and goddesses. Another word to describe the members, the collective members of the body of Christ, and you and I and every part and parcel of the physical universe. We are all members of Christ's mystical body. We are all infused with fire. We come out of hydrogen, plasma, fire, dark water, matter. And we come out of and through fire and light and sound. We are a part of that sun. We have that sun, that fire in us, every part and parcel of the physical, visible universe has fire within us. So we are the Elohim. We are the gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, who built ourselves in the womb. We had the part to play in utero. When the atom of life built him herself up in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, that is you and me, having received the instruction from the Almighty Yahuwah HaYah before utero. Now in utero, we are already playing our part. And in the Big Bang, which is the beginning, which is the beginning of time and space, continuum, which is the birth of the sun and fire and light, and the sun, fire, light, the sun disk making the motion in the universe, causing the beginning of time and space continuum, and rendering from the dark water, matter, dark spirit, energy, those waters and energy rendered into and through the light and fire and sun disk, purging and purifying and lifting dross and gross matter and compacting those waters, and now we have the physical, visible universe. That is the Big Bang, birth of light and sound, birth of fire, light, sound, sun disk, and the work of the sun in the creating of the heaven and the earth with the aid of the whole of us as members of the sun disk, members of Christ's mystical body. We all had the part to play in the creation of heaven and earth. See, the wicked ruling class and ruling families do not want you to know who you are. They do not want you to know your and my and our identity. For when we understand who we are and understand the power that we have, we will overnight overturn this nasty, rotten, no good system of death and destruction of the human family. We will overturn this system overnight when we know who we are and our part that we played in the creation of the universe. So that's Big Bang in verse 1, chapter 1 of Genesis. Now verse 2 of chapter 1 in Genesis is string theory, you might say, is God Almighty and Goddess Almighty grand unified theorem. Verse 2 is quantum physics, quantum mechanics, whereas verse 1 is Big Bang and theory of relativity, dealing with Big Bang, birth of light, fire, sound, and the physical universe. Verse 2 is string theory, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, which deals with that universe and the condition of the universe before 13.7 billion years ago, which is the time of Big Bang and birth of light and sound and fire. So verse 2 is dealing with the universe before 13.7 billion years ago. Verse 2 is string theory. Verse 2 is quantum physics, quantum mechanics. So, and the earth was without form. Oh, we're back to that concept of being without form. So this takes my mind back to Jeremiah 1 and 5, where Yahuwah HaYah, and Yahuwah is defined as the self-existing living one. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahuwah as begetting and conceiving. That means Yahuwah is father and mother. Yahuwah is science. Yahuwah is dark water, matter, the Almighty Father, God of the universe. Yahuwah is dark spirit energy, the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe. Father and mother, begetting, conceiving, putting us in utero, bringing us to full term, that we may be birthed and born as the sun disk, as members of Christ's mystical body 13.7 billion years ago. But verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void. So we're looking at the period of time before physical time, before Big Bang. We're in string theory now. We're in quantum physics and quantum mechanics now. We are in time before time. We are in time eternal, which is before physical time, before Big Bang. We are even before utero. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the process of the birthing began 76 trillion years ago, another time period of 66 trillion years ago, another time period of 6 trillion years ago. These are estimates into time before physical time, which is time eternity. But before the earth without form and void is even before 76 trillion years ago. We're not formed yet. The earth is matter. The earth is mass. The earth is material. But we are looking at ourselves as mass, matter, material before we were formed, without form. We are looking at the condition of the universe before there was form. This is the time of dark water matter and dark spirit energy. There is a symbol used, a circle with a dot. The circle is basically empty, but there's a dot in the middle. The circle is a zero. And I hope I remember this when I get to the actual birth of light later on in Genesis chapter 1. But you begin with the zero, the circle, empty except for a dot in the middle. This is teaching us of the reality of the universe having the physical unformed. That dot represents mass, matter, material, not formed yet. So this says earth without form. That word is this word in the African Hebrew language. The earth without form. Without form.
Strong's H 8414. Tohu. Tohu.
Tohu is a masculine noun. Sticking with the condition of the universe first, these definitions, some of them are formlessness, emptiness, formlessness of primeval earth. Primeval having to do with the original time. The original time is time beyond time. Judy Collins saying of the nature of time in the universe, we are beyond time now. We are behind or in front of Big Bang. We are in front of Big Bang in that we are in the time before Big Bang. Verse 2 of Genesis 1 is before Genesis 1 and 1. Verse 1 is Big Bang. Verse 2 is before Big Bang. String theory. Quantum physics. Quantum mechanics. God Almighty grand unified theorem. At this point, beyond physical time, before physical time, space was empty. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Theology of Time lectures talks to us about how after a certain point, which would be Big Bang and after, you could measure space. You can measure space now. Isn't that what the scientists did when they determined that the darkness outnumbers the physical universe 10 to 1? They said, mass, matter, material, we have measured you. We have measured space. Let me take my sweet time and understand what I'm saying even better so I can share it with you better. We have measured sun, moon, stars, planets, etc. We have measured the physical space in the universe. We have measured space. But the numbers are not adding up. There's some other stuff going on in the universe that we can't see. And so they came up with the term dark matter. I'm adding dark water. You see dark water in scripture, which is dark matter, because the whole of the material universe comes out of this original water, which is the original matter that is called dark matter. Now, matter is always accompanied by energy. So the physical matter, mass, material, visible universe, is accompanied by energy. And energy is spiritual force that permeates the whole of the physical universe. Energy is spirit. Energy is spiritual. We're talking Holy Spirit. Spirit is feminine. Water is masculine. But the scientists said that the matter that we can't see, from whence physical matter came from, outnumbers physical matter 10 to 1. And this invisible, unseen, dark matter, water, is accompanied by an energy that we can't see. And this energy that we can't see, that accompanies the matter that we can't see, is doing things in the universe that can't be explained. It must be some hidden dark energy in the universe causing the universe to behave as the universe is behaving. So, dark water matter, the Almighty Father, God of the universe, and dark spirit energy, the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, outnumber the physical, visible universe 10 to 1. See, we are uniting religious and scientific language because it is one and the same and descriptive of the same universe. The reason, in my estimation, that many scientists only begin with Big Bang and the physical is that when you go behind or in front of the Big Bang, before 13.7 billion years ago, you are into God, Goddess, that which you can't see. And so Stephen Hawking and scientists like him don't want to say God, Goddess. So they say, we don't want to deal with the time before Big Bang and 13.7. But those scientists who deal with string theory, quantum physics and quantum mechanics, they know and are saying that's God, Goddess territory. And so, the earth without form, again, is the time in eternal, which is before Big Bang, before 13.7, before physical time, even, and so we're looking at the universe even before utero, which it Elijah Muhammad said 76 trillion years ago, 66 trillion years ago, 6 trillion years ago. We're looking at the time before that time, in eternal time, in which you could not measure space because space was empty. Earth was formless. Mass, matter, material was formless. The space is nothingness. The space is empty. The circle, the dot, that dot is to be spread forth in the circle at a time. But we are at the circle empty with the dot in the middle with no space being filled. Nothingness. That is the literal scientific rendering of the universe in the original condition. Empty, nothingness, formless, emptiness, empty space. Now the Africans said, now we know that the earth mound is Ptah, and Ptah represents the mind of the universe. Is it not true that when the baby forms, that the brains form first, and then the brains begin to call forth the various parts of the physical structure, and the parts of the physical structure begin to form? And so, when you take that understanding of the mind into adulthood, into childhood, and etc., the mind must be developed. The mind must be filled with knowledge and wisdom and understanding, so that the human being may live at the height of living and existing alongside the science of the universe. So if you have a mind that is empty, a mind that has nothing in it. See, the Africans use the condition of the universe to describe the mind. So now we can see that a mind that is empty can be confused. So this word without form also is defined as confusion. A mind that is empty can be filled with that which is not real. So we have the definition of unreality here. A mind that is empty and unformed is unreal, is like idols. Now, you have fallen idols, which if you have fallen idols, then you have idols that have not fallen. An idol is an image and a likeness of a structure. The whole of the universe is an idol of the Almighty. All of us are images and likenesses of the Almighty. We come from the Almighty. We come from before Big Bang. We come from the womb of Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe. We come out of the material of dark water, matter, Almighty God, Father, God of the universe. We are the image and likeness of the Almighty. We are the express image and likeness of the Almighty. That is ourselves as an idol, not fallen. But the fallen idol means that we are now empty, unformed, confused, nothing, unreal. Other definitions: wasteland, wilderness. So now, the mind, which could be used for truth, justice, and righteousness, has become a wasteland, a land that is wasted and used for that which is wicked and evil, a wilderness, wild. We are into wild behavior, the human family. Warfare, bloodshed, death, destruction, division, hatred, enmity, animosity. What is this? This is chaos. So now we see the concept of chaos in this definition of earth, unformed or without form. Chaos, disorder. The word in science is entropy. When we are unformed, when our energies are not used for that which is truth and justice and righteousness, when we have unavailable, unused energy, which should be used for love, those energies turn into disorder and chaos. The African scientists were able to see in the original condition of the universe, that emptiness, but when you apply it to the mind, they could see how the mind could fall into disorder and chaos. So, the members of the body of Christ forming in utero 76 trillion, 66 trillion, 6 trillion years ago, receiving instruction from Yahuwah Yah before even utero. On what, sisters and brothers? On how to destroy disorder and chaos. On how to take those energies that were unused and unavailable that turned to disorder and chaos by filling the mind with knowledge and wisdom and instruction and the knowledge of self and the knowledge of the universe and our knowledge of our mission as Christ in the flesh. Then we can now deal with disorder and deal with chaos. And so, Atum, the atom, the sun disk, male and female, work on the water matter, dark water matter, and dark spirit energy, bringing that darkness, that dark water matter, dark spirit energy, through light and fire, purging and purifying. What is that doing? That is removing the disorder, removing the chaos. And so the scientists say that the universe experienced the least of entropy, the least of disorder and chaos at the time of Big Bang. This is the job and mission of the Christ as the sun disk. This is the job and mission of you and me as Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, members of Christ's mystical body. We have the instruction. We have the teaching. All we have to do is get up and go to work and work on that love. Operate from love. When we take our energies and funnel them through the heart of love, then we can work on the disorder and chaos within ourselves that religion calls demons. Demons are disorder. Demons are chaos. And so when we find ourselves full of disorder, full of chaos, full of demons, we have to go back into love and prayer and vibrate to the frequency of the universe and work on ourselves and remove the disorder and the chaos from within ourselves. Remove the demonic influences from within ourselves. Remove that by pressing on love. Then we can deal with the disorder, the entropy, the chaos, the entropy outside of ourselves. We can then qualify because we're now born again. We can qualify to be rulers in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. Jah love, Jah bless, and we will see you on the other side of this break in the next session.